Well, if this was a ship, we'd sink on this side over here. Most everybody's sitting on that side. Ain't God good?
Amen.
I'll tell you what, God's ship ain't going to go down. The old ship of Zion started out years ago, buddy, and she's sailing, and I am on board. Praise God. How many could say, I know, Brother Tommy, I'm on board of this ship of Zion? Oh, precious Lord. She's a sailing, Maria. She's sailing. Hallelujah. The storms come, the winds blow, the waves beat against the vessel, but we're headed to heaven. Won't be long to look out. We'll see heaven shore. Praise God. That's my main goal in life, is to make heaven my home. I started out a long time ago, and I want to make it. No getting off board now. No way. I'm not bailing out now. I'm staying with the ship. Ain't you? Praise God. I sent out a text. I don't know if everybody got it or not and read it. I wanted everybody to read the 27th chapter of the book of Acts. I ain't going to ask you who read it. So, praise the Lord. So turn with me into Acts 27. I really, really, seriously feel teaching ground in this message, and it'll probably go a couple of weeks, maybe three. I really feel the Lord, Brother Kevin, teaching in this 27th chapter. I believe God's going to speak to us. Acts 27:1. Now you all know that Luke wrote Acts. He was with Paul on board of this ship here in that storm. All right. Verse 1. And when it was determined, underscore it, determined, that we should sail into Italy, delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus's band. And entering into a ship of Adramidium, we launched, meaning to sail, by the coast of Asia, and one Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And the next day we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself. And when we had launched from thence, we sailed under Cyprus, south of it, because the winds were what?
Contrary.
And when we had sailed over the sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. And there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing into Italy, and he put us therein. And when we had sailed, what?
Slowly,
many days, and scarce were come over against Nidus, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete over against Salmone. And hardly passing it, came into a place which is called the Fair Havens, nigh whereunto was the city of Lycia. All right. You may be seated. Acts 27, I'll give you a little introduction here. In this long chapter of 44 verses, Luke records a hair-raising... How many's ever been in a hair-raising situation? Fear grips you when things turn upside down, things go wrong. Luke records a hair-raising 1,800-mile voyage on a restless sea that he and Paul went on, and a literal storm that they had to endure and go through. There's sometimes we are appointed to go through things.
Right.
We learn by them.
Right.
God teaches us how to trust Him and to obey Him in these times when things go wrong.
Yes.
It will not always go smooth in your life.
Right.
We're all on a sea of life right now. We never know when the winds will pick up, when the storms hit. But oh God, to know that the Lord is with you means everything in the world to know that He's on board with you.
Amen.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to take their experience and make a spiritual application that we can see and learn a spiritual lesson when we face hardships in the storms of life. Now notice,
in this chapter, we'll learn some do's and don'ts. True. Things should have been done. Things that should have been left alone. We learn by our mistakes. Oh, God. We'll hear the Spirit warning, the Spirit's warning, and see how it is important to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. We'll learn how important it is to pray and trust God when things turn upside down and go wrong. We will learn that God is with us, and we'll see His hand move if we stay with Him and obey Him. There ain't a storm that'll ever hit you, that'll ever take you down, as long as you're serving the Lord and keep Him in your heart. I don't care how bad the winds howl and blow, they'll never ever take you down. Can you say, thank God, I'm glad Jesus is on board of my vessel. I'm glad He's the captain of my salvation. I'm glad those eternal hands are up on the stern wheel. Can we say, Lord, You lead me, You guide me, oh Lord, I pray, and take me in the right direction.
Yes.
Woo! Oh God. Now, just because a Christian and a child of God is suffering a hardship and trial, it does not always mean that they are out of God's will.
That's right.
Amen.
God, no, sir. No. But do know this. When we do get out of God's will, and the Lord has laid His finger on us and told us what we ought to do and the direction we ought to go and how to obey Him. And if you ever get out of God's divine will, I'm going to tell you it'll go bad for you. His sick will. The Lord chastens those that are His. He has a way of correcting us. I tell you, I've had my dad to wear me plumb out.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. He told me and my neighbor boy, he said, I don't want you down there. The neighbor, he was an old man at that time, and he had hog pens down there, and he fed and slopped the hogs. And Lord have mercy, he come in there with the big old barrels of slop and pour them over in there. Man, there's rats everywhere. But that old man kept a .22 rifle down here, and here I am, a little fella.
Yeah.
I'm a little fella. I ain't over this tall. We could hear that gun a cracking and a going. And me and Randy said, oh, man alive, I wonder if we could kill us some rats.
Yeah.
Neighbor boy, he's a year and a half older than me. Come on, Tommy, let's go down and we'll get Papaw's rifle. Lord have mercy, that's the biggest mistake I ever made, because Dad told me, he said, I don't want you down there. He said, I don't want you picking up that rifle. Well, you know how curious boys are.
Yeah.
We love BB guns, but we would like to graduate to a .22 rifle. Oh, Lord. I'm telling you, Randy started out shooting them first. Big old rats come out, big heads about this big around. Randy would shoot it. And did you know when Randy handed the rifle to me, a blue pickup truck pulled right up in there, and I looked around, it was Dad. Oh, Lord, have mercy sakes. I said, here, Randy, and he wouldn't take the rifle. I said, here, Randy, take it. Randy wouldn't do it, and I took it and threw it over in the weeds. Dad come up there and said, was you shooting that gun? No.
Lord, have mercy sakes.
That's the worst thing that I ever could have told Dad.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we need to be truthful to God.
Man.
We need to say, Lord, I realize where I missed it. I realize the mistake. I shouldn't have went this way. I should not have done this. Dad pulled his belt out. A .38. He doubled it. He whipped me, Brother Jason, and I'm not exaggerating. He whipped me all the way down till the road got to the pavement. Whipped me, swarped me all the way up, down the driveway. And when I went across the porch to get in the house, I was battered. But I'll tell you one thing. I would have rather have had my daddy to correct me.
Yeah.
And put a fear in me that I would obey Him, and it'd save me from a lot of dangers on down the road. Raise your hand and praise Him.
Yes,
amen. Ooh.
Come on.
I guarantee you one thing, Papaw loaded the rifle, but it stayed right there. I never got around the rifle anymore. No, rats wasn't worth it. I've had God to chasten me.
Come on.
And it's the awfulest feeling that you'll ever have.
Right.
You see, Jesus' good spirit and his love lives in your heart. His presence is sweet. It's so gentle. There's a contentment there. There's a happiness there. There's a close feeling there. A joy there. Lord. Now, when God chastens you, you get out of line, he pulls that good feeling out.
Yes.
Right.
You can't feel him anywhere.
Amen.
Come on.
You feel dead.
Yeah.
You feel dry.
Glory be to God.
You feel empty.
Yes.
I've had God to whip me for, I think it was 3 solid weeks over something. And to me, it really wasn't bad until I got to thinking about it. But it was saving me on down the road from getting in trouble.
Yes.
And what I did, Sister Maria, I would go and I worked midnight shift at the plant. Listen, I'm teaching us here today. I feel the Holy Ghost. I went and I'd take my lunchbox, Brother Jason, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, from 3 to 3:30, we had our break, our lunch break. I remember the men would get over there. Once God saved me, I didn't go into their company because their mouths were filthy. The joke and the literature that they read and everything. And I would always stay out there with this big old saw. Kevin, I operated a big old saw and I cut the metal. I would stay over there and I'd eat my lunch. But oh, God, I felt so empty. I felt like God had left me. I felt like I was forsaken. I couldn't feel any joy, no peace. I was in turmoil down in my heart, but God let me feel that. And I didn't even open my lunchbox, Brother George, but I went out in that extrusion department, Shuffy, and you know how long that department is. And I'd get out there, look up into the stars in the sky, and I'd say, oh God, forgive me, Lord, forgive me, Jesus. Lord, I want to feel good again. Lord, put your love back in my heart. That's how God corrects you. He'll let you walk through the driest places. He won't take a belt out and beat you with it, but he withdraws his spirit from your soul. Hallelujah. Until you open your eyes and say, Lord, I'll do right. Lord, I'll obey you this time. Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. Raise of thy hands and thy house. I would rather have God's approval and his favor in my soul than anything in the world. But listen to me, whether you're a Christian or you are a sinner, you're going to have your troubles and you're going to have your problems. But I tell you what, I'd rather have it all and I would rather suffer and to know that God is pleased with me than anything in the whole wide world. It's to have the touch of the Spirit of God and the anointed presence of the Lord. I don't know that God is pleased with me.
Woo!
Bless him, Lord.
God, help us, Lord.
Hey!
Well,
no, God! I'm telling us today, stay with Jesus. Stay with God. Stay with the Spirit of the Lord. Stay where the word of truth is preached. Stay. Hallelujah, in God's divine will.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Needless to say, I went to church. And they was a singing. I think it went on for 3 weeks. I got in that church service. I felt God had just given up on me.
Bless the Lord.
And all of a sudden, after I was chastened for that 3 weeks, I was willing to do anything that God wanted me to do then. Because I wanted him back.
Man. Come on.
I wanted him back.
Praise God.
I want the joy back.
Yes.
Man, I feel him.
God bless him, Lord.
I want that good feeling back. I want that contentment back. I want to feel the Spirit. I want it back. Hey, Lord. And they began to sing. And Brother George, all of a sudden, from the glory world, Kevin, the Spirit came back down on me. And oh, Brother Jason, I cried and I cried. The tears felt so good, rolling down my cheeks. Hallelujah. Now we're running to the altar. And I'm telling you, April, I bowed on my knees and I said, oh, Jesus, 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 I'm sorry. I love you, Lord. I love you. I thank you that you didn't give up on me. Come on, Lord, deal with our hearts. I tell him, God, I don't want to go astray. I don't want to forget what you've done for me and what you showed me. Raise your little hand to the Lord. My God, guide me and help me to live by this good way. We learn.
Yes.
Sometimes we get what we want, but we lose what we had.
Amen.
Don't ever forfeit.
Don't let him low.
Don't ever get your eyes off of God. And whatever kind of a material thing, or whatever kind of entertainment, or whatever it is that might be enticing you, if it ain't in God's direct will, and if it ain't a pleasing Him, Lord, stay away from it. I said, stay far away from it. It ain't worth it, my friend. There's been a lot of people went after something. Lord, they got their eyes up on something of the world, and when they obtained it, they lost what they had. They caught a I don't want to lose the Lord, and I don't want to lose this good salvation.
Amen.
Woo! Praise God forever.
Jesus.
Bless Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I'd rather have my hard knocks in life and know that God's with me.
Amen, brother.
And to know that heaven is my home.
Yes.
Than to go through life not having Jesus when you have and serve Him. You'll have peace. You'll have a hope. You know you got a better place to go when you leave this world.
Yes.
Praise God. So you're asking me for my... Mary said, you never give anybody a title? Brother Jason's faithful. He'll always give you a title. I get so carried away, I forget to give you a title sometimes. But facing the trials of life and doing God's will...
Yeah.
Facing the trials of life.
You sure will.
Doing God's will.
Doing the will of God.
Now, in order to please the Lord, we must find and do His perfect will.
Yes.
Now, notice, God has a will and a purpose for every one of us individually.
Right. Yes,
He does. Right.
Amen.
You say, I ain't a preacher, I'm not a singer, I'm not a musician. God's got a purpose for you, and He's got a perfect will for you.
Exactly.
If you're asking, what do you want me to do, Jesus? What would you have me to do? What do you want out of my life?
Yes.
I'll give you glory. Whether it's a testimony or being a witness, passing tracts out, making phone calls, telling people you love them, you're praying for them. What can I do, God?
What can I do?
Amen.
Bless Him, Lord.
It's sad to say, Brother George, but the majority of the professing Christians that call themselves a child of God will never, ever press on to find God's perfect will for their life.
Right.
Yes.
I'm going to say this. Buckle your seatbelt.
Bless Him, Lord.
Make sure you turn your airbags on. To do God's will, it will cost you.
It'll cost.
Yes, it
will. It'll cost you the world.
Yep. Right.
It'll cost you yourself.
That's right.
To do God's will, to please Him.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes, it will.
24/7.
It'll cost you something.
Glory.
You will still have your troubles. You'll have your trials,
right.
But there will be a deep, settled peace in your soul.
Yes. Amen.
Because you know that you're doing your best to do what God wants you to do to please Him.
Yes.
To do the Lord's will, you have to be committed.
Right.
And pray.
Amen. Yes.
We don't do it just on Sundays.
Right.
We don't live 6 days a week doing everything we want to do to put self first.
You're
and
right.
Then try to put God
Amen.
On Sunday.
Come on now.
It doesn't work that way.
Every Amen. Night.
Whew. Oh,
every
Lord.
Day. Every day.
Bless you.
Oh, God, listen. We have to be committed and we must pray.
Yes.
There must be a desire in your heart. Yes, you will suffer and you will go through things, but there will be a contentment in your soul that you know, that you know, that you know that He is with you. Could this be our prayer here today, Lord? I'll do what you want me to do.
I'll do it.
I'll be what you want me to be.
Yes.
Direct me.
Direct.
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Direct me
Amen.
In my thoughts. Direct me in my steps.
Yes.
Direct me, Lord, in my dress. Direct me, Jesus, in my attitude. Direct me, sweet Holy Ghost, in my desires. Let my desires be yours, for I'm your hands, I'm your feet, I'm your vessel, I'm your eyes, I am your mouth, I'm everything, Lord, that you want me to be. I want to be that. And you say, Jesus, oh, God, I give it all to you, Lord. I want your will in my life. Glory, glory, glory. When we do God's will, it'll be evident that the Lord is using you and He's blessing you. I'm telling you, God will work things out in your life if you put Him first. Hallelujah. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or drink, or for your body, what you shall put on. All of these things do the Gentiles seek. He said, but first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. I'm telling you the reason a lot of people have trouble, my Lord, and nothing works out for them, and their life is upside down continually. It's because they're not pleasing the Lord. Hey, God, they're not obeying what the Lord is or what He meant to do. Hey, God, help us, my Lord, to do what you want us to do.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Direct me, sweet Savior.
Yes.
I want us now to look close. Sister Dottie, I tell you, God fed me out of this chapter. I was going through the Bible when I came to the 27th chapter. Sister Stacy, it just, God opened up everything in the world to me, and I saw things I'd never seen before.
Mom.
I want us to look close now. This is a major chapter in Paul's life.
It was.
What we're going to do, Brother Earl, we're going to dissect this whole chapter and look at God's faithfulness. It was a literal storm that Paul suffered and endured. But God kept His word and brought him through. It proves that we will have our troubles and trials down here in serving the Lord. But if we remain faithful and committed in doing God's will, He will get us safely home.
Yes.
Amen.
In starting this story, listen close. Paul has been ministering in Jerusalem and preaching the gospel of Christ to the Jews. But Jesus appears to him in Acts 23 and 11, and this is the words. The Lord said, "The night following, the Lord stood by me," Paul said, "and said, Be of good cheer, Paul.
Be of good cheer.
For as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome." The devil ain't going to like it.
No.
Hey, Brother Paul. Devil don't like you.
You're right. Right.
He ended up in jail and prisons everywhere he went. He was flogged. He was beat with rods and stoned. Come on. I tell you one thing, the devil don't like the gospel.
No, he doesn't.
He don't want you to hear this today. This is the good news. This will keep you. It will enlighten your eyes. It will draw you to you can see what the Lord is trying to tell you. There's safety in obeying the Lord. Raise your little hand. There's safety and preservation. Hallelujah. There's joy and there's contentment and doing God's will.
Right. Woo.
You're going to bear witness of me in Rome. 1,800 miles. That's a lot of water.
A lot of water.
That's a lot of deep water.
Yes.
A lot of storms between there and Rome. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Listen close. So must thou bear witness at Rome. The devil ain't gonna like it, Paul. He's gonna try to stop you. He'll try to sink you. He's gonna try to take you down and destroy you. But you're still going to Rome to preach my word and minister to those precious souls. I'm glad when it got hard on old Paul, he looked back at that vision that he had on the Damascus Road. He said before Agrippa, he said, Agrippa, he said, I stand here in bonds and in chains around my wrists and around my ankles. He said, but King Agrippa, I am afraid to tell you that the word of God is not bound. Hey, Lord, I saw a light one day on the Damascus Road. It was brighter than the noonday sun, and it shined down upon me, and it blinded me, and I fell to the ground. And I tell you, Jesus spoke to me in the Hebrew tongue and said, Saul, Saul. And in the Hebrew it goes, Shaul, Shaul. Hey God, why do you persecute me? Arise, and it will be told unto thee what thou must do. You're going to preach my word, and you're going to go and declare of me to the Gentiles, to bring them out of darkness into the marvelous light. Hey, Kalalaha. Hey, raise your hand and praise him. I'm telling you, this gospel, it still has power to say, hallelujah. I tell you, you can put bonds on me, but I'm free in my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless him, Lord.
God, we thank you.
Come on, come on.
I feel right wild.
Good God.
In a good way. Shoot. Oh, God. Oh, Spirit of the Lord. I'd rather be where the Lord is.
Man.
I'd rather walk in the Spirit,
yes,
and not in the carnal flesh. Hey, Lord, if you've been redeemed and if you claim Jesus is your Savior, I'll seek those things that are above, where Christ sits upon the right hand of God. Well, hallelujah. You'll never go wrong. There's a power and there is a light. Hallelujah, that will guide you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Come on. Help you.
Light of God.
Oh, bless
you,
Lord.
Yes. Touch
you. You all ready?
Yes.
Come on, bro.
You got your sailor outfit on?
Oh, hallelujah.
Umbrella ain't going to help you on this one.
Come on.
The winds will fold it out inside out.
Bless him.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Man, I feel him.
Bless him, Lord.
How many is committed?
Have your way, Lord.
Amen. Yes. Praise God.
Bless
I started out the wind.
Amen.
I'm in a race. I'm in a race to win.
Right.
Hey, Lord. Paul said, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. He said, I make contact every swing that I make. He said, I tell the devil to get behind me, because I know the Lord that called me is with me, and you'll never stop me. the revelations, Paul said, that Jesus gave unto me. He said, I know of one that was caught up into the third heaven. He saw and he heard things that it wasn't lawful for a man to even utter. Hallelujah, that was him. And history said when they beat him with rods and stones, he fell down dead. And his spirit ascended up into the glory world. I tell you, the Lord wasn't done with him yet. Come on, some of us are fighting, and some of us are up against it. We're coming through the thick and the thin. Raise your little hand, but God ain't done yet. Brother Jason, God ain't done yet. He's got more work to do. Raise your hand, but God ain't done yet. Hey, Lord, it might be bad now. It might look dark now, but the Lord's got a purpose. I said the Lord's got a call.
Here I'm going to pray, Lord, fill my lungs up.
Bless him, Lord.
Help him, Jesus.
Touch him, Lord.
Help him, Jesus.
Touch him, Jesus.
Help him, Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm committed.
Come on.
Brother Terry, I'm committed.
Committed.
Amen.
Melissa, I'm committed. Regardless.
Praise be to God.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
I had to let loose of this.
No.
The devil would like to pry your hands and your fingers from your calling and your gifts and talents. I refuse to give it up.
Glory.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody's got their sailor outfits on.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
We just now stepped on board.
Praise be to God.
Let's pick up Acts 27 and verse 1. I tell you, I'm telling you, I cannot stretch the surface on this today, Brother Jason.
Yes.
And when it was, look at verse 1. And when it was determined that we should sail. Woo! Hallelujah. Into Italy. That's where Rome is. They delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus's band. Now notice, look at that phrase again, Brother Jason. In verse 1, and when it was determined that we should sail. It sounds like to me, Brother George, they made up their mind. Their mind was made up. The ship is a sitting there. And she's loaded and she's packed. It's time to get on board. In this story, you'll see 276 precious souls aboarding this ship and getting on it with a destination in mind. Hallelujah. I remember that day in 1974 when I bowed down on bending knees. Hallelujah. And I said, God, I don't know how to pray. I said, but if you'll help me, I want to make heaven my home. I will serve you. I'm tired of the drugs, the alcohol, the rock music. And there was a hammer of the glory world that reached right down in my heart and in my soul. And he took away my sin. And he washed me white as snow in the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, I got on board that night. Hallelujah, 1974. On bending knees on a Sunday night. And I'm still a sailing today. I feel the Lord of the house. I'm still on my way tonight. Hey, God of my heart. Raise your little hand. Still on my way.
Yes.
Storms may come, the winds may blow. The old vessel may rock. Hallelujah, but I'm still on my way.
Praise be to God.
Determined.
Bless him, Jesus.
You know, once we get determined, 90% of it will be settled.
Yes.
That's true.
That's the truth.
Right.
Whew. Oh. Bless him, Lord.
Look at verse 2. What can you tell us, Lord, out of this story that we can learn and apply it in a spiritual way, in a spiritual lesson? Look at verse 2. And entering into a ship of Adramyttium, we launched, meaning to sail. Verse 1 said determined to sail. This one said they launched, meaning to sail.
Yes.
By the coast of Asia. Now, when that ship, Brother George, lifted anchor and loosed the rope, and when that ship left port and launched forth with the preacher Paul on board, it would be an 1,800 hair-raising mile voyage and journey on the sea to get to Rome. God said, it's my plan and my will, Paul, for you to go. You're my light, and you are my witness.
Right.
The ship left dock. Listen. The ship left dock in the fall of 59 A.D., Sister Dottie, and did not make it to its destination until months later in the spring of 60 A.D. 6 months on the water.
Come on, bro. Bless him, Lord.
6 months tossed. Man, I feel him.
Bless Jesus.
6 months battered.
Glory to God.
Battered by the waves.
Come on.
6 long, grueling months.
Come on.
Glory be to God.
There's times in our life that we feel like, God, I'll never get there.
Come on. You're
right. I know you got a call in my life. I know you got a will for me. I know there's things I got to do, I must do.
Bless him.
Seems like I ain't gaining ground, God. Seems like when I go forward, the waves just beat me back.
Praise be to God. Amen.
6 months tossed. Yeah. Did they ever get sick?
Come on.
Brother Kevin, he was so nice. Bless his sweetheart. He wanted me to go with me, with George and Brother Jason and Brother Eddie. He invited me with his whole heart to go up on Lake Erie to fish. I told him I get sicker than a dog on a boat. Brother George, I'm not lying. I got up there, this is years and years ago, and got on one of those little ferry boats and stuff. It took us out. My uncle wanted to take me and Dad out there in Lake Erie. They had a good time. I was in there laying on the bench. They had anchored that boat. And it was going like this. Like this. I laid my rod down. I said, ain't no way, man. I was getting sick. I went inside that thing and laid on that bench and had to hold on. I never seen or never felt such waves in my whole life. Sick. They caught all kind of fish. I didn't.
Bless him, Lord.
But I wonder sometimes, you know, we make decisions. When you say, God, I want to do, I want to go, I want to pee. And it just seems like you're beat, you're battered. You have to hold on sometimes and say, Lord, will I ever arrive? Will I ever get to where you want me to be? Raise your little hand to Jesus right here. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother Terry, this thing's good. It is real. We'll be battered. We'll be hit with losses and trials and afflictions. But I'm telling you, what was it Paul told him? He looked up to the main man. He said, except these abide on board, there'll be none stayed. You got to stay with the ship, and God will get you there. I tell him, I know God, you'll get me there. there. You'll bring me over, Lord.
Thank you, bless you, God.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come on.
Come on,
Oh, bless
you. I'll tell you, there's a bunch more in this story.
Have your way, Lord.
Come on.
Oh, God. Look real close now. At verse 2 again. We launched forth, meaning to sail. Now notice, every one of us has got our own will.
Right.
God will never make you.
That's right.
Or force you to do anything.
That's right.
Right.
We make our own choices.
Right.
Glory to God.
Isaiah, the Holy Ghost, through the prophet said, if you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. I'll take care of you if you just obey. You'll have your battles, but I'll take care of you.
Amen.
If you're willing and obedient. Say, Jesus, the will. Listen, I told Mary today, Brother Earl, you're looking at the house that I live in.
Bless him, Lord.
Can I break that down to where we all could understand it?
Come on.
I'm a spirit being. I have a soul. I live in a body. My spirit and my soul makes up the inner man. That's the spirit man.
Man.
Right.
Come on, bro.
The soul part of you is the part that has the emotions. That's the part of you that brings the tears.
Right. Come on.
That's the part of you that feels sorrow.
Man.
That's moved with compassion. And you weep your feelings, it's your feelings, your soul is. But the spirit part of you is the part that God speaks to.
Right.
It's in the spirit part of you is where the core of you lies. It is where the inner man, the heart of the inner man is. Listen now, it's in the spirit man where your will is. Your will is the deepest part of your inner man. It's where Jesus deals with you and brings conviction to you. He bypasses the soul and he reaches right down in where your will is. In the center of your heart, that is where you feel conviction. But listen, it is in the heart where your will is, where you say, Lord, I heard you, and yes, Lord, I give you my heart. But you know what I have? I give you my heart, my life, my soul. It's in the will. Well, praise God. God's a looking for you to be willing. God's a looking for your heart to say, I will, Jesus, I will.
Yes.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Touch him, Lord.
Amen.
And believe me, when you get him coming in, your emotions are going to kick in and your soul will too.
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
You're right. Come on. Come on.
What is it makes a man want to jump, run, dance? What is it that makes somebody want to twirl? What is it makes somebody want to laugh and cry all at the same time? What is it, Lord? What is it? It's a sweet Holy Ghost. It is the Spirit of the living God. Well, raise your little hand, wave it to the Lord. Ah, hallelujah. My soul, David said, is continually in my hand.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know I'd go all this direction.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
Job said, the spirit of a man is a candle of the Lord, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding.
Yes.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
It's my spirit God's trying to get to.
Right.
It's my spirit where my will is. It's what God's dealing with.
Yes.
Come on, brother.
The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. It's the part. He said, the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. Give me understanding, Jesus. Give me understanding, Lord. Don't let me miss it. Don't let me miss it.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
How many of you here today, I'm going to close, can say, Brother Tommy, I remember the time that I did give my heart to Jesus and I was saved. I left this old world of sin behind.
Yes.
And I launched forth on the sea of life to make heaven my home. If you should be here today, anybody here today who's not a true Christian, get on board of this old gospel ship of Zion. She's getting ready to set sail to heaven's sweet shore.
That's right.
I want everyone to know that once you leave shore, there's no turning back. You've got to make up your mind to stay on board and go all the way.
Yes.
Praise be to God.
God bless you.
All the way.